much breeze, just a little bit. Snap's good. Hold is down. The kick is up. And it is good. Griff Serra, plenty of leg. Was hooking a little bit, but it makes it through. Gregory waits the snap. Snap is low. Kick is up. It is good. It goes through. And the Argos have cut it to a four-point game with 5:58. There's still time. Jarrett with the play clock at 10. And counting down, takes the snap. Third and 14. Do they have a big play in them? Pee-wee throws it. He's got a man. It's Giles. He overthrows him. If he hits him, Giles is gone. Jarrett brings him to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers each side of the set. Ball's in the middle of the field. He's got a back on his left shoulder. Got to get it out fast. Throws an interception. I don't know what route Giles is running, but it's picked off. Up the sideline, knocked out of bounds inside the 15. And that's probably going to do it right there.
Two field goals, a pick, and a lot of balls not thrown to John Giles and other receivers as well. We'll talk about what happened here with Brian Henry. He's the director of athletic communications for the UWF Argos, who lose 10-6 on the road against West Alabama. Brian, this was not pleasant to watch, not even a little bit pleasant to watch. Where's my team, man? Two field goals? I've never seen so many punts in my life, and we just could not get in the end zone.
Coach Nobles had preached all week that West Alabama had a very good defense, and as much as you don't want to say yes, they did, yeah, they did. Our offense just didn't click today on that day. They targeted Giles a lot. Pee-wee threw to him probably 15 times, it seemed like, and I think there was the one clip at the end of the game in the line of two of the final three drives that they did overthrow him just a little bit, and there were a couple plays earlier in the game where if he catches it, he probably gets to the end zone. But, it's just unfortunate. I mean, the offense just wasn't there on Saturday. I mean, there was an early injury to Colton Beasley on the offensive line, and so they had to shift a few things around there. But, again, I mean, you still expected the offense to be clicking a little better than it did. Unfortunately, it didn't.
Yeah, I mean, we've had this team that, you know, and we get accustomed to it to the point where we take it for granted, but we've got this team that, you know, I mean, they just put up 40 points. You know, they just do. That's just normal, you know, or more. And so to see them have a whole game where they're held to two field goals, and, you know, it's almost like when John Giles got that 57-yard catch and run, you know, I'm like, oh, good, we're finally going to get it. No, he's tackled on the three. And then we go backwards on second down, first down, on third down, and then we have to kick a field goal down seven late in the game, hoping to get back another possession. I mean, it's like, dude, where's my team? Like, it's just bizarre to watch. And, you know, Pee-wee Jarrett is, you know, the receivers aren't catching the ball, but also, I mean, he's missing a lot, or at least it sounded that way to me from what Will Kennedy was saying, is he just, you know, thrown to the wrong spot, like weird stuff happening.
Yeah, it was weird. And obviously, anytime you get inside the 10-yard line, you're thinking, this is 7 points, no problem. And both times we got in there, both times we went backwards and had to kick field goals. And so that part is the most alarming part to me, is that you've got a team on their heels and you've got them pressing and we were pushing hard, and then they turn into being the aggressors on the goal line offense defense. And so that's where I think you need to change. And I'm not totally worried about this week, just because, hey, yeah, you're going to Delta State this week, but they're not going to have the same athletes that West Alabama has on defense. Like, that was just a different defense than we normally face.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not thinking that Delta has that kind of firepower on the backside.
Well, I hope that is the case, obviously.
I'm not terribly worried.
And it was, it just,
yeah, I think our offense will be good.
And obviously our defense still did their job. You know, look, 10 points is 10 points. Even if they'd have gotten that late field goal, 13 points is still 13. That's a great job on defense. No worries. But just, it's odd. It's, you know, you're kind of like thinking, man, are they that good on defense, or are we just, you know, having a day? And like, I think Will Kennedy kind of made the comment at one point. He's like, I have never seen so many punts in almost a whole season as I've seen in this one game. Like, that's craziness. And then, okay, so there was this one play, and I didn't, because I'm listening to the radio. I'm not watching this game. I'm listening to our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 and 99.1. What happened on the play with the punt where John Giles thought he touched the ball but got called for running into the kicker? Do you know what happened there?
It was just a punt play where I thought our guy that was, I don't remember if it was John or not, but I thought we did tip the ball very lightly on the punt, which would have, by quote, blocking the punt like that, that would have taken any running into the kicker or roughing the kicker out of the equation.
Right.
But the officials did not give a tipped ball sign where you rub your hand across your fingertips. So they didn't think that we tipped it, and as a result, they gave them the running into the kicker call. And it's not a reviewable play. So that's the tricky part on that angle of it. Because, I mean, I know that Coach Nobles would have thrown the challenge flag.
If that was reviewable.
Because they were screaming from the sidelines that he tipped it, and that's why it shouldn't be the penalty. But
all right.
I don't know. We don't have that kind of review and all that kind of replay capability right now, and just unfortunate. So.
Well, in upcoming matches, like you said, we've got Delta State coming up this weekend, and we have good hopes for that. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing is, we still control our own destiny. I mean, you got four games left. If you win all four of them, you will have beaten Delta. You will have beaten Valdosta State. It would turn into a disappointing three-way tie for first or whatever, or you'd share it with Delta, and nobody wants to share a title, although we've shared the last two.
Right.
And we still get a trophy. They get a trophy. Everybody's happy. it's not like the season is over. You still have your postseason opportunities in front of you. You just got to regroup and get ready to play a strong Delta team that we've won our last two in Cleveland in the series. So we know how to win over there.
And it sort of felt like, and I know Jamie Kennedy on the radio had said the same thing, is that it felt like they played to their very best potential, we played to our very lowest potential, and the penalties came home to roost and cost us, a lot, many times. So let's hope for better coming up this weekend. As far as other sports, everybody won and everybody's away. So very simple summary next weekend. Brian Henry, he is the Argos Director of Athletic Communications for UWF. Brian, as always, thank you for the time. And, certainly it's every once in a while, it's good to have a setback so you learn how to overcome it. Brian Henry, I appreciate it, sir. Go Argos.